Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As far as the Falcons are concerned, this whole trap game thing, this is what Raheem Moore said in regards to this being a trap game. If you feel that way, and I get it, we're playing great, they're going through some stuff, we kind of overlook them, and all of a sudden we get our butt kicked in New Orleans on Sunday. Here's what Raheem said about the trap situation.
There's no such thing as a trap game in the National Football League. You know, every time you go out there and play in the National Football League, it is about your business, right? Like, if you haven't learned that lesson yet, you know, you probably wouldn't be in the National Football League. It's just like, you got to go play football the right way every time you go out there. It's more about you. It's about us. It's about your process. It's about being disciplined to what you do and how you go about your business. It's about having a plan on how you want to move forward and accordingly. And, you know, walkthrough Wednesday didn't start today because the Saints fired their coach. It was something that we planned and something that we had an agenda to do, something that we wanted to do and how we wanted to prepare to get the best, give ourselves the best chance to win this week. And that has to be the way you go about everything, every game you go about.
Mike, I get the sense like he's saying, if you get caught slipping, shame on you.
Right.
Right? Like, that's all on him if he doesn't allow his team to prepare and be ready, and then you lose Sunday, and everybody goes, what happened?
Yeah, the clunker was that game against Seattle, and we've already covered that. That's just the nature of the NFL. Once you're allowed one stinker. No, fans don't want to hear it, but you get it. But this is one that's a rivalry game. You know how hard it is to sweep your division? I don't care what people think of the NFC South outside the NFC South. Still going down to NOLA, still dealing with those crazy fans, those that are going to show up, that haven't put their tickets on StubHub. But I still think that when you've got, you know, Derek Carr is not a bum. He's just, you know, he's been injured, banged up, and the team just completely lost their way.
Well, he is a journeyman, though.
I mean, at this stage of his career, he is.
Bum. And a journeyman equals?
Yeah, bum.
Okay.
Yeah, and he'll be gone soon. They'll put him out to pasture. They'll figure out what they're going to do with that contract. But I just still worry about, yes, I'll say it again, Taysom Hill, Alvin Kamara. And, yes, they don't have the best wide receivers out there. I get that. And Cam Jordan ain't the Cam Jordan he used to be. But I'm still not prepared to say we're going to go down there and win and do to them what they did to us in the final week of the season last year. And the only reason I'm doing this, Carlos, I want to know what's up with Drake and Kyle Pitts.
Listen, that's a fair assessment. I still think we should be able to go down there, even if they're not 100%. Because remember, they might not be 100%, but they still may play. And then you just limit their touches, but you still have to account for them being on the field. Last time we played them 4 weeks ago, guys, it's been longer than that now because we played the Cowboys, so it's been, 5 weeks since we saw the Saints. We won by 2 points. It was 26-20. Now, you know I don't give a damn how we win. Half point, doesn't matter to me. But the fact of the matter is I think this game's going to look a little bit different on our end because I feel like since that game, the offense has taken off. Remember, we had the overtime win against the Bucks. We go beat the snot out of the Panthers by 18. We have the clunker, and then we come back and beat the Bucks, and now we just beat the Cowboys. Offensively, Mike, this feels a little bit different than it did, and it should. If we look the same as we did 5 weeks ago, then there's no progress and we're not getting better. I feel like we're getting better. I cannot say that about the Saints. It's why I said what I said last week about the Cowboys. I didn't feel like the Cowboys are getting any better. They're just kind of running in place on a treadmill, Mike, and saying, hey, look how good we look. We're getting there, and they're not going anywhere. That's kind of what I feel about the Saints.
So hopefully, guys, we pick them up, put them down, and don't mess around. And then maybe have our most complete game of the year because even though we have a feeling good 6-3, we have still yet to play four full quarters.
Agreed.
Without a slip up. We've given up scores. We gave up a score before the half. If you didn't see the Cowboy game that was late, and we gave up that score late in the game, which was kind of sad, never should have come down to having to worry about an onside kick.
Well, the Seattle game changed right before the half, too, because right. we gave up that score. I mean, I think that game could have gone a different way if you don't give up that score, give up three, not six.
Even the Carolina game, we gave up that score before halftime.
So, yes. Are there things we need to be better at? Absolutely. That's why I think they continue to tell us, hey, they're processing and, you know, doing all the things to get ready. But I feel good about Sunday, guys. I hope you do, too. 404-726-0929. Let's hear Raheem Morris, our head coach, talk about what he thinks the difference is between now and the first meeting some 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Well, they're down, you know, at least one wideout that we know for sure. And then they gotten Taysom back is the biggest thing that you notice from an offensive standpoint. You know, Taysom's a big-time playmaker. He got hurt in our game, kind of cut him out, and the game kind of changed for us a little bit with the ability to be able to stop the run because he's certainly a problem. The receiver is definitely one of the more dynamic players in the game, both from a return standpoint and from a deep threat standpoint. And losing him for this season is definitely something that's going to be a problem. And then obviously last week we don't know where he's at, but he having a concussion last week with their other wideout that's absolutely a dynamic player. Is certainly a problem as well.
So they got guys, okay? He's acknowledging.
Yeah, Olave's banged up.
Yeah, they've got guys, but their number one receiver is not going to probably play. And, you know, even getting Hill back, when Hill was playing, Mike and I alluded to this for those of you who've been watching the Falcons for a while now. This was probably 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was. He played quarterback. Breeze was hurt, and he literally started at quarterback because that's what he played in college. And beat us, and that whole week.
Swept us that year.
And that whole week, we're like, there's no way he doesn't throw the ball that well.
Right.
And the point is, that team was more talented than this team is. He had more pieces. I don't know if they got all that now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.